They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Warner Park as it is Wisconsin Badger night as fans have Wisconsin bucket hats as looks like a Badger is now flying from the zip line that normally the Mallard does during the pregame. So Wisconsin Rapids, though, they have to, you know, deny and just not worry about all these antics around and look to get another win, and that's certainly a thing for them. They, you know, obviously winners of 9 of their past 12. They're 7-3 in their past 10. Just like Madison, these two teams could not be more close on when it comes to this, their quality of baseball this late in the season. I'll tell you, I mean, you look at it, and it, the postseason race is the closest it's been. A win for Wisconsin Rapids puts them in the driver's seat. A win for Madison also puts them in a great position. But Madison in their all-white tops today, back with the home uniforms with the Mallards logo lettering on the front and the Mallards number, the blue numbers on the back. You know, they have their white leggings as well. Wisconsin Rapids in their maroon tops with the gold Raptors logo on the front and the gold numbers on the back. They have the black leggings. So Will Simmons, a guy that's towing the slab for them today, he's appearing in his 14th game, and he's a guy that really works in a lot of strikes. I mean, he's second on the team in strikes with 41. His last game he appeared in was August the 4th, so it's been about 6 days where he went five innings against Wausau, gave up four hits, a run, and four strikeouts. He also walked four batters. He has 22 batters he's walked this season, so a lot of his pitches go low, works in a lot of sliders, not for strikes, just try to get guys out. A lot of changeups, a lot of his throws are way low and just kind of brush the low part of the zone. So that's a thing for Simmons that he likes to work on, a guy that's a sophomore out of UNC. So a Tar Heel playing his collegiate ball in the ACC, a native of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 3-3 record. He has a save as well. He picked up the save against Kalamazoo on June the 17th. But Raptors had two hits in the top of the first yesterday. They had runners on first and second. Lordoy flew out to center. But they had Jackson Tucker, who had to make a miraculous catch because Raptors, they got going early on, and then in the second, it just followed. So you could kind of see the trajectory of that game, how it went on through the start. I remember yesterday, Frankie Wright was the pitcher for Madison, and the first at-bat was Johnson, and he He had like 11 pitches to Johnson. So Johnson was really working the count and did well with a hit. But Johnson's certainly a guy that they have not found an answer for, and not many teams have. I mean, home runs in four of his past six, including a grand slam, his first ever yesterday. And talking to Ty, he said, yeah, I mean, as soon as that ball left the bat, I knew it was gone. He goes, that was probably the first home run ever. As soon as it left the bat, I knew it was gone. So Ty Johnson here will lead off for Wisconsin Rapids. A guy batting a 272, 64 hits, 235 at-bats. So Johnson, 39 RBIs, 43 runs. He leads the team in hits, at-bats, runs, walks, doubles, and stolen bases. Almost about every category except for batting average and RBIs. But certainly chasing Brendan Bobo, who ended his RBI time here with 46. Will Simmons will toe the slab. Here he goes as he appeared against Wisconsin Rapids back on June the 4th. He went two innings and gave up a hit as the first offering comes in at a strike. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Ty Johnson leads off. Johnson, Castillo, and Smigalski. Here are a scheduled bat. Third base coach Brian Dyer as Johnson will see it a ball low. 1-1. First base coach Bob Galetta is back with the team. He was on a bit of vacation. So the Lincoln High School coach of the baseball team is back at first base as Simmons throws in low at a ball. 2-1. So two balls, a strike here on Ty Johnson. We've seen a lot of pitches, a lot better as of late. Added to Baylor next season, and the 2-1 from Simmons and goes in low at a ball. 3-1. Fastball there from Will Simmons. Can't work in as started 0-1. He's thrown three straight balls. Johnson could lead off with a walk. So three balls, a strike. Simmons comes set. The 3-1 to Johnson in a swing. And a bouncer over towards the first baseman McCann. Away from the bag. He underhands it in time to Simmons. Johnson goes down to start things off. We've seen a lot of ground outs to the second baseman and first baseman from Johnson. He pulls the ball usually that way. Alec Castillo did not appear in the lineup yesterday. Five hits, 26 at-bats. That's a 192. He's had two RBIs, but he struck out 12 times. That is out of Golden West College. Simmons now works well low at a ball, a 1-0. So 1-0 count with one down. Simmons, the right-hander. Native of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And the 1-0 Castillo on a swing and a bouncer over towards Hamilton has all the time in the world and throws it on to first to get Castillo. So back-to-back ground outs. That's what Simmons, he wants. A lot of his pitches coming for just ground balls. So David Smigalski now had a tough day yesterday, went 0-for-5. Was leading the team in batting average for a bit. Eight hits on 29 at-bats. He bats at 276. And the first pitch low. This time at a fastball, 1-0. So a ground out from Johnson, a ground out from Castillo. One away, top of the first. Simmons sets the 1-0 to Smigalski in a swing and a ground ball over to Fisher at short. And he throws it on to first, and he gets Smigalski for the third out. So three straight ground outs there. One to first, one to second, and one to short. We head to the bottom of the first. 0-0 through a half inning.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first inning, Wisconsin Rapids, three straight groundouts. So for them, they couldn't start well as they did yesterday. Two hits in the top of the first, none here today. But Will Haberstock starts on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. Four games appeared in with 11 innings of work. He's allowed 12 hits, three runs, has 11 strikeouts, or 2.545 ERA, a rising redshirt senior out of Florida Gulf Coast, a native of Roswell, Georgia. And he'll set and serve way high at a wild pitch above Levi Jensen. So Jackson Tucker leads off. St. John's product is sophomore from Staten Island. A 287 batter, 27 RBIs. So the first the second offering comes high. And they had a ball 2-0. So Jackson Tucker. We'll see the 2-0 up high of the zone, 3-0. Well, 1-for-5 yesterday. A reliable center fielder for them. The 3-0 from Haberstock just works in on the zone, 3-1. But he's a returning Raptor. Did not play for the team last year, but did the year before. He had five games back in 2021, a 2-1 record. As the fourth pitch comes high in for a ball. So Tucker will take first. He leads off with a walk. And now Davis Hamilton, the second baseman out of North Dakota State. A great day for him at the plate. Led the team in hits. 3-for-5. He had a double. A 256 batter. 7 home runs. 31 RBIs. So the left-hander Hamilton is on his way to second now. The throw from Jensen. The tag from Johnson. Not in time. Tucker gets there, putting himself in scoring position. So just like that, Madison has somebody in scoring position. And Jackson Tucker, and you can see why. That's his 28th stolen base. The next mallard was Ryan Sprock, who has 9, and a swing and a ground ball that goes behind Bornick on his way home. The throw from Castillo and the tag from Johnson, and he got him. Jackson Tucker gets home. Levi Jensen makes a tag. What a play there. Jackson Tucker was on his way home. Donnie Scott can't believe it. Mallard's on the verge of striking first. Almost an RBI single from Hamilton. As now, umpires talking about it. This is a big call here because Mallard's looking to set the tone. And it looks like he's safe. So the call is changed. And Madison, as Kirk Schreider now, he can't believe it. He is furious right now, stepping out there and is not, man, oh man, this is as mad as I've seen him this entire year, right in the umpire's face, having a word because this is a huge call here. So Madison able to take an early 1-0 lead. Tucker came around. Castillo made the throw to Jensen. And Kirk Schreider, boy, not happy with himself. Man, he is not happy. But nonetheless, Madison leads 1-0. An RBI single from Hamilton. He came storming out of the dugout. So Madison leads 1-0. Hamilton at first. And the first offering here on Alex Harrell. A 455 batter. 2-for-4 yesterday. 2 home runs, 7 RBIs. Hamilton stands at first. And the 0-1, just high of the zone at a ball, 1-1. So contrary to yesterday, where Wisconsin Rapids got an early lead, it was in the second. Madison here in the bottom of the first, up 1-0. The 1-1 from Haberstock as a swing and a high fly ball into left field. Headed back, and this one's at the wall. On his way home is Hamilton. Getting the second is Harrell. And Madison double their lead as a throw all the way back over to Bornick at first. It goes behind, and Alex Harrell with a triple. The Mallards up 2-0 here early. Man, oh man. Alex Harrell. He had an RBI double, and then it was an error there. It looked like on Johnson, just went behind the second baseman, Moroic. So Harrell stands now at third. Madison in front, 2-0. Boy, where do they find Alex Harrell? Man, oh man. The left fielder has just been cranking the ball as of recent. Out of Arkansas State, Mountain Home, a sophomore from Paragould, Arkansas. He is fired up. He stands at third. So this brings in Keenan Taylor, had a 3-run shot yesterday. Haberstock, not a good start for him. The Purdue Boilermaker, and he'll see the ball down low, 1-0. So Madison in an early 2-0 lead. A must win for either side, and the 1-0 from Haberstock. Up a swing, and a ball popped up into Moroic. And Moroic gets it. And puts one out. Canyon Brown, the catcher out of North Carolina A&T, and a sophomore from Ormond Beach, Florida. Wasn't in the lineup yesterday. Madison looking for to add to their lead. Canyon Brown now. A fifth batter in the order. 23 RBIs on the season. Haberstock sets serves well high, and backing away is Brown. And it looks like he was hit, though. It looks like he was just skimmed on the top of his chest. So Brown will take first. And this brings in Cal Fisher. So barely skimmed the jersey. Cal Fisher batting a 223, 25 RBIs. Went 1-for-4 yesterday with a run. Almost had a home run into left field. It looked gone for a moment. But they ruled it foul. So Cal Fisher, though, he's really hurt the rafters as Haberstock works in his time at a breaking ball and a swing and a miss on the outside, 0-1. Brown at first, Harrell at third. Runners at the corners for Madison, already up 2-0. One gone. And the 0-1 from Haberstock, outside at a ball, 1-1. Well, Haberstock, 5-1 record with 22 appearances for Florida Gulf Coast. Hit 42 strikeouts. A 1-1 to Fisher, and a swing and a high fly ball into deep center. Lordoy under it, and Harrell takes off. Lordoy steps in, and he's not going to make the throw all the way home as Alex Harrell will score for the third run for the Mallards. So a sack fly RBI from Cal Fisher, and Madison in an early 3-0 lead. And this brings in Liam Moreno. Moreno 0-for-5 last night. The right fielder, a 261 batter with Brown at first. Haberstock sets serves high, and this time at a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with two down. And the 1-0 from Haberstock high, 2-0. So two gone. A 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the first for the Mallards. Haberstock kicks the 2-0. High it above the zone, 3-0. So 3-0 count here on Liam Moreno. And the 3-0. High it above the zone for ball four. So another walk for Will Haberstock. That's his second of the day, and this brings in Chad McCann, batting a .087 out of Campbellsville University, and the junior from Panama City, Florida, was a hitter, or he batted a .293 for Madison last season, converted into a pitcher, and now he's back hitting because they've lost some hits as a swing and a bouncer goes right into the glove of Carlson, steps on third, but Madison, a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the first. We head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning, the Mallards in front 3-0 as an RBI single from Hamilton. Harrell with an RBI triple, and then a sac fly RBI from Cal Fisher. So Madison already setting the tone here in this game. Wisconsin Rapids has to respond. As in the top of the first, they had three straight groundouts. Orlando Lordoin leads off. A .225 batter at the plate. 16 hits, 71 at-bats, 9 RBIs. He's been struck out 13 times, though. So the center fielder, Lordoin, struggled at the plate. Had a strikeout yesterday with an 0-for-4 day. So the center fielder out of Panama City and the left-hander. Raptors have to look to respond. It was good about them yesterday when they were only up 4-3. They had a quick response to add to their lead even more. So yeah, that's a key for them. If they can, you know, get a run here, I mean, there's plenty of game left, about 8 innings left, but still, I mean, a good response for them here is would be key. Will Simmons, 3 straight ground outs. And he works on the mound here on Lordoin and serves in at a first pitch strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike, 0-1 is the count. No hits yet, 1 error for Wisconsin Rapids. Simmons comes set. He'll kick, turn the 0-1 to Lordoin, and a swing and a ground ball over to Fisher at short. Catches it on a bounce and the throw to first. He gets Lordoin for the first out. So Anthony Gallison now, he'll step in. He had a double yesterday. Was one of 4 Raptors to have at least 2 runs. 247 batter, 41 hits. Simmons goes to work and throws in low at a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count with one gone. Gallison has been struck out 29 times in the 1-0 from Simmons as a swing and a ground ball once again towards the third baseman, Sudica. The step in the throw as he gets Gallison. That's 5 straight ground outs. 1 to the first baseman, 1 to second, 2 to short, and 1 to third. So James Bornick now 8 hits, 31 at-bats. And batting a .258. He acquired his first home run yesterday in the right field. Two gone. One away, top of the second. Simmons kicks, turns the first offering, and just out for a strike. Works in on the left part of the zone, 0-1. No balls, one strike with two down. Simmons, the 0-1 to Bornick, as a swing and a high fly ball into right field. Does he do it again? And he does. James Bornick with a solo home run. Back-to-back nights. And Wisconsin Rapids gets a run back. This time at a solo shot. So Bornick, just like he did yesterday, this time with a home run. And Wisconsin Rapids gets a crucial run to cut it to 3-1. So Kyle Carlson now, 19 hits, 84 at bats, the 226 batter. And the first offering from Simmons comes into the strike. So there's five straight ground outs, but not the six. Bornick a solo home run. So 3-1 is the score. Two down. And the 0-1 from Simmons at a swing and a miss low. 0-2. Well, Simmons still looking for his first strikeout. Two down, the 0-2 to Carlson, and a swing and a miss. He gets him right there, answers with a strikeout. But James Bornick, a solo home run, cuts this to a two-run game. We head to the bottom of the second, 3-1, Mallard's lead.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 59, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 81. Scattered thunderstorms likely, tomorrow night, lows level off around 58, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So bottom of the second and bottom of the order as Noah Sudica leads off. UC San Diego third baseman as he'll face Will Haberstock. Haberstock, 22 pitches, has given up two hits, three runs, and two walks. Hasn't had a strikeout yet. So Sudica from Aliso Viejo, California, out on the West Coast. A guy that's had a home run, seven RBIs. But how about James Bornick? Top of the second, smashing a ball into right field for his second home run. And the 2-0 from Haberstock, outside of the ball, 3-0. So Mallards are a team that is tied for first in home runs in the league, but getting a bit of a taste of their own medicine there. As a 3-0 right down the plate at a strike, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. On deck is Jackson Tucker. The nine-hole batter, Sudica. The 3-1 as a swing and a ball popped up away and heading towards down on the first base line and coming under it to make the grab is Spornik for one down. And top of the order, Jackson Tucker, who walked his first time up at the plate, was the first Mallard to cross home plate on that questionable call from home plate umpire Justin Duplessis. Haberstock can't work in this time at a ball, 1-0. So one out count with one down. And the 1-0 from Haberstock just outside it again, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Haberstock turns, kicks the 2-0 home, and fouled away. 2-1. Jackson Tucker, 27 RBIs, 4 home runs. A guy that's up to 54 hits this season. And 2-1 from Haberstock. Low the zone at a ball, 3-1. Having trouble working in his strikes right now. Hasn't had one strikeout yet. Has walked two batters on 30 pitches. The 3-1. It is a swing and a liner up the middle. Bounces off the mound. Rolls in the center field. And Jackson Tucker with his first hit of the day. And Davis Hamilton, an RBI single to bring home Tucker in the right field. So the left-hander, 1-for-1, 32 RBIs on the season. A freshman from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Tucker at first, who's at 28 stolen bases on the season. As a swing and a ground ball over to Bornick at first, throws it to second to Johnson. The throwback to first, and does he step on the back? He does not. Away from the bag, but Hamilton will get to first. Tucker out on a fielder's choice. So Alex Harrell, an RBI triple. A guy that has been red hot, a .455 batter. Wisconsin Rapids almost a 3-6-3 double play, but now two outs here, bottom of the second. A team that has the best ERA in the league with a 3.63. Second in the league in fielding percentage. And the first delivery, Harrell swings and misses low. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Two down. 16 hits on the season. Harrell sees the 0-1, and it bounces, goes behind Jensen on his way to second as Hamilton putting himself in scoring position. So a wild pitch there from Haberstock, advancing the runner. So one ball, one strike with two outs. Alex Harrell, the left fielder. Two down, the 1-1 from Haberstock out and away, and a ball 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. A 3-1 lead for Madison here, bottom of the second. They have their fourth run in scoring position. Alex Harrell, 8 RBIs. A 2-1 down the pipe at a strike. Works in on a breaking ball at 81, 2-2. So looking for his first strikeout is Haberstock to retire this side. He's given up a hit. Three hits, three runs, one hit, one run. For Wisconsin Rapids, so same amount of hits and runs for either side. As another wild pitch that bounces above the head of Jensen on his way to third now. As Hamilton will stand there now. So Will Haberstock just struggling here. And now the count runs full. A base hit surely brings in the fourth run. So Hamilton gets to second and third on wild pitches. Haberstock looking for strike number three. And the payoff to Harrell as a swing and a liner up the middle. And walking on home is Hamilton and an RBI single for Alex Harrell. Man, oh man. Up to 9 RBIs on the season. And Madison has regained a 3-run lead. So a bouncer that just goes up the middle. Two down. Keenan Taylor is up. A set to serve. And a first pitch strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike with two down. 4-1 lead for the Mallards. They're up to four hits, though. The 0-1 from Haberstock has a swing and a jam shot that goes above the head of Carlson. Gallison there to cut it off. Harrell remains at second. And back-to-back hits for Madison, and once again, they are continuing to add hits on Haberstock. Five hits through 1 2/3 inning. Taylor with a base hit his first time today. And Canyon Brown was hit by a pitch. Haberstock giving up five hits, four runs. It's two walks. Runners on first and second. The first delivery as a swing and a ground ball past Carlson. Gallison is there. Harrell waits and another base hit. So Harrell was wanting to get home, but now Madison up to six hits, two outs. And they have a chance here as Cal Fisher is up. Haberstock just does not have a command right now on the mound. Six hits, four runs. Cal Fisher. A sac fly RBI into center field. He does not want to fly out this time. The first delivery from Haberstock up above the zone at a ball. 1-0. So 1-0 count with two down. Haberstock kicks in the 1-0. And just low again, 2-0. So two more balls, he brings another run home. Two down. The 2-0 and fouled back away and goes near the inside the press box over here. And it looks like we should be okay. Two balls and a strike. Two down, the 2-1 from Haberstock as a swing and a ground ball. It jumps above the head of Johnson. What a play he makes. Dives and throws it first. Ty Johnson. Oh, man. Jumps up to field that ball. That's why he's a Northwoods League All-Star. Saves another run. Gosh, is he good. We head to the top of the third. Madison gets a run. And Wisconsin Rapids down 4-1.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867. Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So Madison in front 4-1 as Simmons goes to work this time on Joseph Moroic, who's at two hits on 13 at bats, batting a 154, rising sophomore out of the College of Lake County. Out of Spring Grove, Illinois, and Simmons works in at a ball outside of the zone and a curve at 78. Bottom of the order, Moroic, Jensen, and Johnson, 8-9-1. Ty Johnson, I've not seen as good of a play from as a swing and a ball popped up into shallow left. Tucker runs under it, but it's going to be Alex Harrell to make the catch for one out. But, yeah, I mean, the bases were loaded. Cal Fisher, a ground ball, takes an odd hop, goes above the head of Johnson, jumps up to make that catch. Because if it goes over his head, then another run, surely possibly two score. So the Rafters keep it at a three-run game. Levi Jensen had a hit yesterday And he'll see the first pitch strike. His last game for the Rafters before heading back to North Alabama. A returning Rafter, and it's just been a staple and a veteran in this locker room. And the 0-1 from Simmons, high on the left edge, 1-1. Rafters only one hit, one run, and that came at the hands of a solo home run for James Bornick. His second this series. Simmons kicks, turns the 1-1 to Jensen as a swing and a bouncer towards Fisher. Has all the time in the world and throws it on to first for two down. So top of the order with Ty Johnson, who grounded out to first. But a guy that has just been a staple of this team's success. A home run in four of his past six, an RBI in seven of his past eight, including a five RBI day yesterday. Two down. The first offering from Simmons, and a swing and a foul back, 0-1. There's been no answer for the Mallards' bats. Will Haberstock really struggling on the defensive side. Will Simmons is at a good command. The 0-1 to Johnson, just low at a ball, 1-1. He's at a strikeout. But six of the first nine batters for the Rafters have grounded out. So he sees a lot of ground outs as the 1-1 on the swing and a bouncer once more over towards the second baseman, Hamilton. McCann usually was going to come out to get it. Hamilton got it and threw it on to Simmons, who met him at the bag. So we head to the bottom of the third. Mallards in front, 4-1. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third inning, 4-1. Madison in front. Liam Moreno leads off. Here, as he's swinging a ball, popped up towards the second baseman, Moroic, and makes an easy out for one down. So Chad McCann, a ground out to third, his first time up. Rafters have given up at least a run in the first two innings. They've been also out hit 6-1. Haberstock sets serves high to ball, 1-0. So it'll be interesting to see who comes in after Haberstock and how long he goes. The 1-0 this time, and a swing and a ball popped away, fouled off into the stands. And 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here, bottom of the third. Chad McCann out of Campbellsville University. A junior from Panama City. Panama City, Florida, that is, because his first base umpire said he did come across. He'll see it a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. A 1-2 to McCann. Down in the dirt. At a fastball at 86. On deck is Noah Sudica. McCann 0 for 1. And a 2-2 from Haberstock. Once again, brushes the dirt. And a ball, and the count runs full. 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. And the payoff to McCann, and a swing and a miss. So Will Haberstock finally gets his first strikeout. And Noah Sudica now, who popped out to first. And UC San Diego, the junior. 7 RBIs, he has 19 hits this season. A set and serve high of the zone. And a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count with 2 down. Haberstock goes to work on Sudica. And a pop-up once more. Back behind home plate. 1-1. So 1-1 with 2 outs. Madison looking to split this series, in which is a crucial series. Rafters hoping for a sweep. And the 1-1 fouled away once more. 1-2. Sudica here, the 9-hole batter. And the third baseman. Haberstock looking for strikeout number 2. And the 1-2 and fouled high and away on the right side. So Noah Sudica and a third baseman down in this count. 2.11 average at the plate. Haberstock with a strikeout on 56 pitches. Looking for strikeout number 2 would be back-to-back this game. And the 1-2, well low, and just can't work in on the right corner. 2-2. So deuces run across the board here, bottom of the third. A 4-1 lead for the Mallards. And a 2-2. Again high above the zone, near the chest of Sudica. He sees it as chest-high fastball. And now the count runs full. He's walked 2 batters. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The payoff from Haberstock, and a swing and a high fly ball into center field. Lordoy comes there to cut it off as he'll get the third out. We head to the top of the fourth. Madison in front, 4-1. We'll step aside.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So top of the fourth inning, as Alec Castillo right now in this count, 1-1. Will Simmons back on the mound once more. He's thrown 29 pitches, given up a hit, a run, and that hit came from James Bornick, a solo shot. 7 of the first 10 batters for the Raptors have grounded out as Castillo flies it away. 1-2. So Alec Castillo grounded out to second his first time up. Headed to Golden West College, previously attended at San Bernardino Valley College, where back in the 21-22 season, he batted a 322 for them. Castillo 0-for-1. And the 1-2 from Simmons just fouled away. So Castillo, Smigalski, and Lordoy, 2-3-4 in the order. One ball, two strikes. Will Simmons looking for strikeout number two. He struck out Carlson. That's the only strikeout he's had. And the 1-2 to Castillo. A ball sliced into left field on the foul side and goes away once more. 1-2 once more. One ball, two strikes. Castillo had 121 at-bats when he was with San Bernardino Valley. A native of Norco, California. So the left-hander right now, he's been struck out 12 times, and the 1-2 just up on the inside. Hit a fastball, 2-2. He has two RBIs, though. Also has a double. 2-2 from Simmons and fouled again. So this is what helped the Raptors yesterday on Frankie Wright. A lot of full count pitches, a lot of, you know, 2-2 counts where there was 2, 3, 4 foul offs in a row and just working that arm of the pitcher. So after he's trying to do that here, only have had one hit. 2-2 from Simmons and fouled again from Castillo. Staying alive here in this count, not going away so easily. Simmons up to 35 pitches. Haberstock 59, that's still 24 less pitches than the Raptors. 2-2 from Simmons, just low. And third base umpire said he did not fully come across, and the count runs full. So this would be good for Castillo to lead off with a walk. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Dave's losing it.
The payoff from Simmons is a swing and a liner into right field and a base hit for Castillo. That's his second hit for Wisconsin Rapids. And this brings in David Smigalski, who grounded out to short. Hasn't had a hit this series. He's been 0-for-6 in total. This was a guy coming into yesterday leading the team in batting average. And he's up to 8 hits, 29 at-bats, a .276 batter. Raptors 2 hits, trying to get it going here in the top of the fourth. They trail 4-1. Simmons sets serves outside this time at a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count, a big base hit there for Castillo. Lordoy on deck. And the set, the throw over, the checkoff. McCann almost tags Castillo, but unable to do so. Alec Castillo, one stolen base this season. And the 1-0 to Smigalski as the throw from Brown just nearly got Castillo, trying to get him there 1-1. One ball, one strike. Castillo testing the pitcher. He's got another big leadoff once more. The 1-1 to Smigalski is a changeup that just works in 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, one strikeout for Simmons. Smigalski, 6 walks, 6 RBIs. And the 1-2 home, and a swing at a high fly ball pulled away right field, out of play. Smigalski, the DH. He's really stepped into the designated hitter role. You know, giving Jensen behind the plate and just adding more of a hitting presence. Batted a .310 at LaGrange College. A native of Canton, Georgia. And the 1-2 from Simmons and a check swing. First base umpire said he did come across. Migalski goes down. That's a second strikeout for Simmons. First out this inning, Orlando Lordoy, a ground out to short. He does that. He'll probably will see a double play. So, well, Simmons got the best of him the first time. Out of Benedictine University at Mesa down in Arizona, where he batted a 4-0-1 there. A set to serve his time at a ball just on the inside. So two away, top of the fourth. Madison, three runs in the bottom of the first, and then a run in the second. Raptors would be down 4-0 if it wasn't for a swing of the bat from Bornick. And the 1-0 this time on a swing and a ground ball over towards Hamilton at second. Slips, but he throws it on to first. So was looking for the double play. Castillo gets to second. Nonetheless, gets Lordoy grounded out at first. And this brings in Anthony Gallison. A ground out to third. Castillo puts himself in scoring position. So Anthony Gallison 0-for-1. And yesterday went 1-for-4 with a double. Gallison, 17 RBIs this season. He's been struck out 29 times. Simmons comes, sets, throws at a wild pitch that bounces high. Castillo on his way to third. And now Wisconsin Rapids has a guy 90 feet away to try to cut the lead in half. That's the first wild pitch we've seen from Will Simmons. But a base hit surely brings in the second run for Wisconsin Rapids. So two down here. Anthony Gallison ahead in this count, 1-0. Bornick on deck. Gallison can find a way to get on base. And would put the red-hot James Bornick and the 1-0 to Gallison. And a swing and a ground ball over to McCann at first. Has all the time, steps on first. And he gets down Gallison. So we head to the bottom of the fourth. No run score for Wisconsin Rapids. They put up their third straight zero as Madison still in front 4-1. We'll step aside.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
So, we're here in the bottom of the fourth as Jackson Tucker swings and pops a ball up into Jensen in the top of the order. This brings in Davis Hamilton. RBI single and got on base on a fielder's choice. He's 1-for-2, but the only Mallard to cross home plate twice. Raptors with a hit in the top half of this inning from Castillo. He got to third, but wasn't able to get home. Haberstock sets O's at a strike, 0-1. Fastball at 87. He's only had one strikeout. He's walked two batters. He's given up six hits. The 0-1 and a swing and a bouncer towards the second baseman, Moroic. and sets in and throws on to first on the second out. So just like that, back-to-back outs. And Alex Harrell.